Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Woo! Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. A very good morning to everyone out there. We'll hear from Prime. I got a question about Deion Sanders, too. We'll hear from him in Breakfast Bites. I have a very big question about something that if you were asked to do this, if you were covering Colorado football, but we hear from Coach Prime in Breakfast Bites. And at 7:30 today, just past 7:30 today, Crowley has a gigantic problem with something that happened inside of one of Pittsburgh's venues this past weekend. A huge problem. Is it enormous? Can I say it's enormous?
Might even be gargantuan.
Gargantuan on Saturday night, right?
You got it.
Saturday night, he's got a gargantuan problem with something that Pittsburgh fans did. And we'll tell you what that is coming up at 7:30 today. Twitter brought to you by, I should say it more clear, Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Okay, so Kansas State lost to FAU at Madison Square Garden the other night. We're all watching this game, right? This is Friday night. Yes, Friday night. And my man, the little guy, as Calipari called him, took every big shot in the last 15 games that Kansas State played. Then at the very end of the game, he decided he wanted to play, have a box-to-box passing drill at midcourt with their big guy and didn't want to shoot. Did that stun you guys?
Oh, I was stunned. As soon as I saw that, I was thinking about tweeting it, and I saw you tweet it. I was like, that's exactly what I was about to tweet. Like, I was absolutely stunned that he didn't take that shot.
So FAU wins. FAU wins at the Garden. Then they go, and it is an incredible scene, right? Like, they're the team that's going to advance. They're going to move on. This was – when was it? Saturday night, right? So they go on. They're going to be in the Final Four. FAU advances. They go, and they cut down the nets. They do all that kind of stuff. It's 40 minutes or so. And Jerome Tang, the Kansas State basketball coach, makes his way into – he stops outside and asks the Florida Atlantic coach, Drake May. He says, or wait, what's the guy's name? I messed that up. Dusty May. He says, can I talk to your team for a minute? And he went into, he's the losing coach, the Kansas State coach. He went into the locker room for Florida Atlantic and said this.
Toughness, your togetherness, your ability to make plays for each other, right? Like the way you communicate with each other. Nobody can beat y'all, right? Nobody can. So just stay together. Don't get distracted between now and then. All right, stay locked in. Keep doing what you're doing. Y'all the toughest son of a guns we played all year long. Just proud of you. I'm be rooting
Appreciate
for
that.
You. All
right. Okay, so that's a losing coach going into the winning team's locker room. I thought it was the spirit of competition. You're in a. I thought it was a wonderful moment that you see in sports. It's not a traditional game. It's not a game in November or December. It's a tournament situation. You know your team is done. You know that team's moving on. They just got through you. We lost. You just cut down. You were out there celebrating, doing all that stuff. I didn't get a chance to talk to you the way I wanted to. I didn't want to take your moment right then. I waited till you got back in your locker room. Go get them. You got the best of us. Man, I saw it and I thought, that's a nice man. I don't know. How did you guys see it?
That's exactly how I saw it. I thought it was a fantastic moment. I thought it was very genuine. I knew that it wasn't about cameras being on and him pushing his brand or whatever people were saying he was trying to do. I mean, the game was so back and forth, And, I mean, every ounce of effort for both teams were exhausted on that court. And he was just showing respect. Like, look, you guys have fought your way to get to this point, and then you beat us, and we're a good basketball team. And now you're headed to the Final Four. Congratulations. We have so much respect for you. I loved that moment.
Right, because, and again, it's not a one game. It's a tournament situation. We all fought so hard to be in this moment. If we can't be there, we're done. My kids, we're going home. You go get them for us. You got through this bracket. Well, I tweeted that out and said, man, what a great moment. First response, King Cynic Paul Zeiss, who, again, we're brilliant friends. I've been friends with Paul 25 years. 25 years I've been friends with Paul. I'm only 46. Do the math. I've known him that long. Love him. He writes this. This is the epitome of a coach using the viral video age to make it all about him. This was a recruiting speech, and there was nothing classy about it. I remember Coach K did the same thing when Mercer beat Duke and was rightfully ripped to shreds for it. That's what Paul said.
Hmm.
As if Coach K needed to be in front of a camera to recruit for Duke.
Right.
Anyway, I thought, all right, that's going to be the end of it. Paul says his piece. That's it. I bet 30% of the people agreed with Paul and 70% agreed with me. 30% of the people probably thought, this is a guy jumping in front of a camera. And it floored me. It floored me to the point where I just tried to break it down to base level. And I couldn't come up with anything more, Dorn. I couldn't come up with anything more than, I can't believe people just can't do something nice in the world anymore. Because I honestly think that's what it is. I don't think Jerome Tang had any ulterior motive here and said, hey, watch this. You know, I just recruited 12 guys here, and they're all, if I go do this, everybody's going to say, man, that Kansas State guy's a nice guy. I think maybe he just wanted to go tell. He wanted to let a team that's pretty much shocked the country, he wanted to let them go know that he respected them, their efforts, and was being a good sportsman.
You know what, Crowley? You know how hard it is for that moment for Tang, the head coach, and for his team? I'm willing to bet the last thing that you want to do is get in front of a camera and give respect and show and tell the people that are watching how good the other team is and that you're basically a loser. That's, to me, the last thing that you want to do. That's why I'm like, this is ridiculous to think that he wanted to get in front of a camera to use it as a recruiting tool or anything else.
I think it's like 90-10. I think 90% was he was being a good dude.
You think there's 10% of him that was just, it was false. It was all.
Let me give you more, Adam, before you continue. John Feinstein tweets this, and I like John a lot. He's the greatest college basketball writer, the greatest person that's ever written about college basketball, John Feinstein, not close. He tweets, one of the great, and this was a passive-aggressive tweet about Tang. One of the great acts of sportsmanship ever was Lefty Dreisel getting on NC State's bus after the classic 74 ACC championship game and telling players, I'm proud of y'all. Now you better go win the national championship. No TV cameras in sight. Well, John, it was 1974. Not everybody had a camera in their pocket.
Right.
You know, we are damned if we do, damned if we don't now because of the age of communication and ease with dissemination.
You're exactly right, which is why I'll say he went in there for sportsmanship. He went in there because he wanted to tip his cap to the competition. But when that camera starts rolling, I'm sure he's not thinking, put that bad boy down. He's probably thinking, oh, I'm going to look pretty good here too. Because I don't believe, and here's where my cynicism comes in, I don't believe there's such a thing as a good deed that's not self-serving on some level. Like if you donate, if you're going to give cash to a charity organization, well, tax write-off. You're also going to feel good about yourself. So I don't think this guy went in there, Jerome Tang, and said, I'm doing this for recruiting. I think he was probably not unhappy that got filmed, though. That's where I come down on.
But it was filmed by Florida Atlantic's people.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like Jerome Tang looked at Kansas State's camera crew and social media people and said, hey, come with me over here.
Right.
The people were already in the locker room and were Florida Atlantic's people. I
think it's so ridiculous.
I was stunned. I was stunned by the response. And not Paul, because he's Paul.
Yeah.
And I know how Paul is. And it's Paul, and that's how Paul looks at the world. And I get it. And we can remain and will be brilliant friends our whole life and have different opinions on things. It wasn't Paul. It was so many other people looked at that and said, that guy's all out for himself. Go stay in your own locker room. And he got what he got was his Kansas State logo out there. Oh, I'm a nice guy. And now he's going to try to enter the portal. And people are going to say, look, that coach, he's such a good guy. Go play for him. I find it impossible. Maybe I'm naive. I find it impossible he thought about those things in that moment.
Same here.
Impossible.
What else was he supposed to do? If you want to give credit, how else was he supposed to do it? I thought that was perfect. Perfect timing. He gave the other team some time to relish in their victory. And he talked to his team. And then he went over. He's like, you know what? I'm going to give them credit. I'm going to give them the respect that they deserve because they went out there and beat us. I can't believe people are bringing in this other side of it. It blows my mind. Why can't there just be a good coach that is giving respect to another team?
That's what he did. But I bet you he didn't mind the cameras being there. That's all. Hey, look, there's a camera right there to my left. Not
should
bad.
Should he have stopped and said, hey?
No.
Because it wasn't his locker room.
Correct. So it's just, I don't think until he got in there, he realized, oh, there could be a camera in here. But once it's there, it ain't a bad thing.
I think we need more of Jerome Tang
yes.
in the world. I do. I think we need more of the guy.
It's a great example. It is. And he had some time to sit on it, but not much. They're out there cutting down the nets. I mean, he's got to sit there and think about one of the worst losses I'm sure he's ever taken. One of the deepest hurts he's probably ever felt in sport, and he goes in there and does that for those guys.
Well, because that's a big argument. One of the big arguments that people make, because I wanted to get a different, another deeper level on this. Not, oh, Jerome Tang is all, okay, you tell me how. Tell me how he's all out for himself. And one of the big counter arguments was, he had that time on the floor to congratulate them. He's stealing their moment. Actually, it's the absolute other way. If they went and shook hands and then cut the nets down on the Warner ladders, the official ladder of the NCAA tournament, he would have, if he would have stayed out there and done that and gave, he would have stolen their moment then on MSG's floor. He waited till their festivities were over. He waited till they were all done. He waited till all that and talked to his own team. And if you watch, he gave them all hugs. They were all crying. He said, hold your head up. You guys accomplished a lot. Then he went over to the other locker room and did that. He didn't steal anybody's moment. He waited till theirs. They had theirs, and then he went and delivered a heartfelt message. Like, we need more people on the other team that says, hey, this is a game, and it's a real high-tense game, and it means a lot. But we appreciate the sportsman, and we appreciate the spirit of competition.
See, and you said it right there. For me, it's like, you know, talk about stealing the moment of the other team. It's stealing the moment of your team, too, that it has just suffered a tough loss. So if he would have did it on the court, he wouldn't have been able to address his team first. He would address them first. Now, that would have been a bad look, in my opinion. It's like you're already going over to the other team and congratulating them and telling them how good they were for beating us, and you haven't even talked to us and consoled us and embraced us because of this tough loss. He had the timing perfect where he went off the court, he talked to his team, addressed his team, let the other team have their moment, and then go in there and wrap around and talk to them and tell them how...
That's why people don't hold doors for people anymore. Right. What do you think? I'm not strong enough to get the door myself?
Well, think about all the bad dudes coaching college basketball. We got to rip the guy who goes and congratulates a team for beating them.
Yeah, honestly.
Right? I mean, all these seedy guys, these slimy guys. I will say, though, 13 minutes we've talked about Jerome Tang in Pittsburgh, and we should. So it's not like he's not getting something good out of
here
it, too.
Here we go. Here we go. See, you're Zeiss Light.
90-10, that's all.
I mean, it's everywhere, though. I mean, what is he mad that they're on national television too because there's cameras on, they're playing basketball?
He should be mad that his point guard passed the ball at the end. That guy, I would, if you would have given me a bet and said, here are the 50 possible outcomes, I would not have even thought that the kid was going to cross midcourt, pick up his dribble, and look to pass. I thought he would have tried to shoot the ball from 65 feet before he ever would have passed it off to someone else. He took every big shot for the past 3 months for that team.
5 minutes earlier, he hit a shot from basically half court and banged it. I'm like, in my mind, I'm watching it. I'm like, all right, it's ticking down. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. He's going to pull up right here, and he passes it.
Dorn, and he was in his hometown.
In his hometown.
This was like watching Pitt in the Big East tournament back in the day. Oh, Kansas State is like playing in front of all their own people. It was great. It was great theater, though. Breakfast Bites coming up next. What if somebody, what if Deion Sanders asked you to do something? Would you do it? Wait till you hear this in Breakfast Bites. And Crowley is mad. He's upset. He's beside himself about what Pittsburgh fans did the other night. We'll get into that. You can text us anytime you like. Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And I remind you right now, Window Nation, everyone loves a smart investment, and there's no better place to put your money right now than into your home. If your home's 20 years old or older, Window Nation has the perfect offer for you. Get 0% financing for 5 full years. Unheard of. Zero interest for 5 years. Plus, Window Nation will give you 2 free windows with every 2 that you buy. There's no minimum or maximum at all. So that's real simple. If you need 12 windows, yep, still need those 12. You buy 6, they give you 6. That's the way that it works. You need 20 windows, you buy 10, they give you 10. Again, that's the way that it works. 866-90-NATION. That's the number. It's 866-90-NATION. Go online, windownation.com. Save up to 30% on your energy bills and do it right now. And by the way, get to ordering now with Window Nation so that way the work can get done over the summer. Maybe plan it while you're on vacation. That's a good thing. Again, 866-90-NATION. Protect and increase the value of your home today. Go online. You can check it all out at windownation.com.
The Final Four is set. FAU, San Diego State at 6:09 on Saturday. You got Miami, UConn, the late game after that. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, now we were pretty, I don't know, not hard on, but we didn't understand the whole context. This was last week. Colorado football, man, I'll tell you what, I don't know if they're going to win or lose. Colorado football gets talked about, that's for sure. They haven't played a game yet with Deion Sanders. They get talked about all across this country. So anyway, remember he made the kids stand up in the meeting. He said, you ain't wearing this number. You're not wearing, you got to earn numbers. And then they didn't have numbers on their practice jerseys. And the full context wasn't in because Prime, Deion Sanders, hadn't been asked about it yet. Everybody saw a video from their practice where they had blank Colorado jerseys, and he wasn't giving kids the number that they wanted. They have to earn their number. We said, well, come on, what's going on here? He explained it in deeper context over the weekend at a media availability. You ready to hear this?
Jersey numbers?
Yeah.
Is there a story behind that, and what are you hoping that creates?
I'm old school. Anybody here over 45? Didn't we have to earn every darn thing we got? Ain't nobody gave us nothing. So this whole new thing, first of all, we got this new thing now in college football about double numbers. We didn't have, if somebody gave you a double number in college, that assured that you weren't going to play. that's how it was, wasn't it? Now it's like normal. And You got to earn stuff. Ain't nobody giving you nothing. We got kids, they ain't played a snap, you know, and you want to be one? One? You know what number one meant back in the day for us? That you were that one. Now you got number one getting a frame toe out of him out there on the field. Like, come on, you got to be crazy. Now it's a fight in the stands because the mama's wearing number one and her son, her baby's getting murdered out there. You know, it's just a new day. Single digits was something you had to be him. You had to be him. Now you got linemen wanting zeros and threes. Okay, if I give a lineman that number, the DB or the receiver or the running back can't take that big number. So now I got a deficit of numbers. So all this stuff is strategic. But I'm old school, man. I come from the place you got to earn it. My school closed that went school shopping. I had to get a job and work and earn that. And that's why I appreciate those kind of things. That's why my kids have to earn things. Everything they've gotten in life, they had to earn it.
Every time I think Prime loses me, he kind of reels me back a little bit. I think he might be closer to my line of thinking than I give him credit for a lot of times. But it takes that explainer all the time with Prime. In the rash moment, he loses me a lot. But then during his press conference, when he sits down and explains his rationale, I'm on his side a lot more times than I'm not.
I totally agree with you. And I could use the whole Tang situation with Prime. I think that he does do it for the cameras. But a moment like this, it's like you said, Colin, like I'm kind of reeled back in. I agree with him. You know, back in the day, like if you were number one, you had to be a dog. Like you can't just have some random dude wearing number one and you had to earn your number. You had to earn the reason to wear number two, number three, number four, number five. And I agree with him in that sense. You know, you can't just roll out there and –
Plus, when you played, okay, in college football, there can be a starter wearing number two on defense and a starter wearing number two on offense. That's so foreign to me. If, say, you had number two, Dorn, and you did. If somebody else was number two, they were never getting in the game.
Never.
They were so down the line.
They're a walk-on, yes.
Right. Now, you have two different guys with the same number, one on offense, one on defense, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, he came off well to me there. Totally reasonable. And when he was having guys put their hands up and stand up and sit down and some of the stuff he does in the locker room, I'm always like, man, I don't know how that would resonate with me. But when he's sitting there, he goes, no, it's not a story. And you all in here over 45? So, okay, put your feet up because he's about to give you one. And it's just a lesson on life and a practicality, too. It's very reasonable.
Right. If that would have been...
He's calculated more than I think.
If that would have been the explainer before I saw what he did in the room, it would have made a lot of sense.
Right.
But it's all... I don't know.
I just hope that... Because his son is on the roster, and he's like, here's your new quarterback. You know, whenever he first came in.
Right, right.
Now, if his son wants number one, is his son going to get number one? Probably. So, like, don't go and give your son all these, these things where everybody else has to work for it. So, because I don't know how that dynamic is going right now with his son, because his son has been anointed the starter from transferring.
Question. We've all covered sports. We've been around sports. What if you were a reporter? Okay, Crowley, you're Mr. Radio guy. You go in there, or somebody goes in there and they're a reporter. And you raise your hand. Now, this hasn't happened. This is a for instance. If this is a what if. And you raise your hand and you said, excuse me, Coach Sanders. And he says, call me Coach Prime. If he asked you as a grown-ass man to address him as Coach Prime, if you were covering that team, would you?
No.
I just call him Coach, right?
I'm a big just first name guy.
So am I. Like Dion.
Yeah. Hey, Dion. Very friendly.
Because that's what your name is.
Yeah.
But what if he said, oh, don't call me Dion. I'm Coach Prime in this building. What would you do? Because I'm not saying it's happening, but I could see him being like, I'm Coach Prime. He wears a medallion, that says Prime.
I mean, I was about to say that you call a doctor because they've gone to school for 18 million years to get their doctor to put it up on the wall. I mean, Coach Prime's Dr. Football. I mean, it's not like he hasn't right. played football forever. I mean, I guess I'll rephrase it because I'll address people largely the way they want to be addressed. And if you're thinking, you want to go by Coach Prime, I mean, I guess I would. If you asked me nicely, now if he was like, no, 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 I go by Coach, well, F off. But if you're, hey, actually, I go by Coach Prime, call me Coach Prime, because I'm cool. All right, fine.
I couldn't find it in myself to call another grown man Coach Prime. That's a bit much.
I would just be like, okay, and then ask my question. I'm like, all right, here, what's going on with the numbers?
Yeah, I would avoid.
Yeah.
any salutations.
Right, right, right. I'd kind of just throw water on the throw water on the fire and kind of bring it down.
Because I'm envisioning these guys that work for like the Rocky Mountain News, the Boulder, what is it, the Boulder Camera, I think is the paper up there. They've been working there 35 years. They ain't ever seen anything like this.
Nope.
And all of a sudden, Coach Prime?
Coach Prime.
I mean, this is going to be
Didn't he yell at somebody before?
He did yell before.
Didn't he yell at a reporter before? I'm Coach Prime.
Yeah. Someone else lame did that. Oh, Jason Garrett, remember?
Yes.
Call me Coach Garrett. Huh? You? Really?
He'd be a better offensive coordinator for the Steelers.
Sure as hell would be. You know what? I'll call him whatever he wants.
He would if he takes Matt Canada's job. Coming up next, Crowley is furious with the Pittsburgh fan base. And when I say furious, I mean furious. Wait till you hear this coming up next. And Doran handled the meat over the weekend. Mm-hmm. That's next. Let me tell you about Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman there for you. 1-888-98-TWINS. That's 1-888-98-TWINS there for you. Listen, if you're injured in an accident, that's who you call. Think of it in these terms. And their fee's 25%. So think of it in these terms. It's tax season. So what if the IRS said to you, hey, here's the deal. You could pay 40% in taxes or 25%. Which would you choose? You definitely choose 25%. Same thing here, legal fees. You can choose, and you can choose with Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman, 25% to pay because, well, that's their fee. You go with them, not 40% like some other firms out there. So, again, if you're injured in an accident, it's the one and only call that you make. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. 1-888-98-TWINS. They got your back, not your wallet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, why are you mad at the Pittsburgh fan? Doran, give a listen. Get a load of this guy. Give a listen. See if we agree here or not. Why are you mad at Pittsburgh fans?
So Ovechkin gets honored on the video board on Saturday because he's now second all-time in goals. Penguins hadn't played him at home since he did that.
802, right?
Yeah, and now he's up to like 822. So if he keeps playing for like 3-4 years, he's probably going to catch Wayne Gretzky. So they do a little video tribute to the Penguins' longtime rival, and Josh Joey posted a video on social media. The overwhelming majority of Penguins fans cheered for him. Come on! This is Alexander Ovechkin here. This guy blew out Sergei Gonchar's knee. This guy slashed Sidney Crosby on the back moments before a concussion a few years ago in the playoffs. I can respect what he did. And also, when he takes the ice against my Pittsburgh Penguins, hate his friggin' guts. It was the hottest thing going, maybe in sports at the time, Crosby and Ovechkin, 09, 16, 17. I don't just forget all that because he's on the precipice of history. If you want to cheer him, fine. But it doesn't make you a better fan than me. I saw a lot of that on social media. Oh, pat each other on the back. We're such great fans. They would boo Crosby in Washington. They should. Do you think Magic and Larry Bird, you think the Lakers fans like Larry Bird?
What the hell is your problem?
What?
I mean, why are you so against people giving respect to the opposition?
I mean, I'm not clapping for Tom Brady. I ain't swinging a terrible towel for that jerk.
This is two times within the last half hour. What is up with?
See,
you have to show respect to greatness.
Oh, give me a break.
See, I can meet a happy middle ground here. With this one, I can hit the middle here. I can go with, I would have showed no emotion. I wouldn't have booed. I wouldn't have cheered. I would have gave it the old. This would have got as much out of me as when they announce who's getting a free month of Sugardale freaking hot dogs or whatever that they draw out of the hat at the Penguin game. Let's go to, you know, Jim Jones from Corey, Pennsylvania is your winner. Okay, all right, whatever. Drop the puck. Let's go. That would have elicited that emotion from me.
You're lying.
I'm not lying at all. I am not lying at all.
You respect
greatness. I respect greatness.
Yes, you do. You talk about Taylor Swift like this all the time. You're like, I respect her.
I do respect greatness. But that guy's different. Because here's why. I've seen the way that Crosby has been treated in both Washington and especially in Philadelphia. And hockey's a different animal. Do you think that they would have cheered for him in those two towns?
No way.
In Washington?
No way.
I don't think in Washington. I just don't think. I may have given him you maybe get a golf clap out of me.
Oh, man.
At most. I sure as hell aren't. I'm not standing up.
I'd have given the golf boo. Boo.
You would have booed him?
Boo. I don't know that it would have been like this.
What about the people that are saying, and I've seen this on our text line even, you should be embarrassed if you booed him.
Get out of here.
See, I'm this guy, though. I never tell other people how to act, ever. It's your seat. You do what you want to do. I just tell people what I do.
Mm-hmm.
If you are causing no physical harm to me and you're not being an outright jackass, you do what you want to do at a game with your seat. I'm never one of these guys like, you got to stay. How dare you leave early? Beat the traffic. It's your seat. You do with it what you want to do. If somebody's cheering wildly next to me whenever they announce that Ovechkin thing, or if they're booing wildly, their prerogative. Me, though, what I would have done, I probably would have no-sold it.
You would have
stood up, Doran?
I would have stood up. I would have clapped, though. I would have gave him his respect. I could see if he was like a dirty player throughout the year.
He is a dirty player.
No, he's not.
What are you talking? He took out Sergei Gonchar's knee.
He's not a dirty player. He's not Tom Wilson.
Oh, well, so, okay.
Employed by the same team.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm in jail, but I'm not, you know.
I mean.
I'm not. Unabomber, it makes me okay.
So 30 years ago, would you have cheered for Gretzky?
That's not the same thing.
Why?
Because Ovechkin
wasn't in the same conference. Right. He wasn't in the same division. You didn't see him all the time.
I mean, he's the greatest.
Oh, let me cheer for Ray Lewis.
No.
Way to set the all-time tackles record.
No.
The same exact thing.
It's not far off.
It's the same exact thing.
You guys are saying that Alexander Ovechkin's just like Ray Lewis.
Outside of the CCCP jersey, yes.
Yeah, how's he not? It's a historically great rival. One of the all-time greats on a team that I friggin' hate. It's the same exact thing.
And friends with Putin.
Yeah, he likes Putin, too.
Oh, well, he can't help that where he's from, where he grew up.
Yeah, he can help me invite over for dinner.
I can't believe you guys have make Alexander Ovechkin like this.
He's a rival.
He's a rival, but he's not a bad rival.
Tom Brady, all the touchdown passes. Give him a round of applause, Acrisure Stadium. No, how about you get
bent? I can acknowledge his greatness.
Yes.
He is the greatest goal scorer that I'll see in this generation. I mean, Mario's the greatest goal scorer that I'll see, but I'm saying in the generation after Mario, is he the greatest pure goal scorer?
Hell yeah. And
I mean, there's no question. He stands there, he parks on that wing on the power play, and there is nothing you can do if that puck cycles over to him. Nothing. It's behind the goalie. I ain't going to sign up to be in his freaking fan club, Doran.
Welcome to Mylan Pushkar Stadium. Please congratulate Kenny Pickett on his ACC championship.
How'd that go over?
F off.
You tell me how did it go over when you were walking through that tunnel, Doran? Huh?
What?
In Mountaineer Field.
I mean,
were they like,
I didn't
hey,
do
you know
anything.
What? Great win.
You know what? You know what happened? I congratulated Pat White and Steve Slayton of how great of a career that they had.
You know what? Connor Sherry, dead to me too. You switch jerseys, dead to me. Yager, peace.
Brooks Orpik.
No,
go to hell, Matt Niskanen.
I wouldn't boo him. I wouldn't boo him, but I would kind of give it the, okay, that's nice.
Oh, and man, I love watching this guy play. He's a joy to watch.
And you wouldn't clap for him then?
Nope.
If you love watching him play,
he would get
no
as much applause as me watching somebody parallel park and make it. That's nice. That's nice. You made it.
Congratulations to Aroldis Chapman for striking out the most players as a reliever.
Yeah, you made it. Good job. All right, drop the puck. Let's go.
Tough.
Vince Lashide. Come on, let's go. We got places to be.
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. Vince Lashide. Yes. Doran, you did something over the yesterday. Quite wonderful. We got to talk about this coming up. And a tweet from Josh Rountree really got me thinking. And it gets people thinking in this area about an imbalanced playing field. We'll talk about that coming up at 8 o'clock here on the Fan Morning Show.
The Final Four is set. It's FAU San Diego State, 6 o'clock on Saturday, Miami UConn, the night game. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru.
All right, I need to remind you, listen, Wednesday, it's a gigantic day for us. It really is. Almost time for Feed the Need, Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, along with us. Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. It's all day Wednesday on all our stations. It's going to be great, raising money to provide meals for our neighbors in need. You can start now. Text NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155. Your donation will provide meals locally. Brought to you by Urbanowitz Jewelers, Isley's, and Beano's Deli Condiments, Cenemark, Dinergy, Santel Landscaping, and Tri-State Office. So $1 from all purchases of Iron City and Pittsburgh brewed beers at Hampton Beer Outlet from now until Wednesday will go to these efforts. It's incredible, so get out there. And you can buy your Feeding All Yins t-shirts from Steel City. You can do that now. Proceeds going to benefit Feed the Need. That's all on our website, 937thefan.com. So go check that out. A gigantic day Wednesday, but it gets started now. Like I told you, you can text NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155. Dorn, before we get into what you did yesterday, what can somebody give me the – is there a court cases for dummies or a thumbnail for me on what's going on with Gwyneth Paltrow? She's on the news. She get in a car accident? Like, I've not followed this at all. Crowley, you would know this.
Yeah, Gwyneth, I'm a big fan of hers because she's in all the Iron Man movies, although I guess she's a little bit of a wacko from what I understand. But she ran someone down with skis and banged them up pretty bad, and now she's on trial.
She was skiing?
Yeah. This was like years ago, but now she's in court.
The person's hurt?
I guess. Huh. I have a very rudimentary understanding of what happened.
Yeah, so do I, but it's on all. I mean, there's a celebrity part of it, so you know that's why it's going to be on. But yeah, so she was on. She's, you know, testifying on her own behalf, I guess.
She's aged well, Gwyneth.
She does look good.
Certainly.
Did you see the memes with her looking like Jeffrey Dahmer?
No.
Yeah, she wore the glasses and she had the whole outfit on.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Yeah, look it up. Looks just like it.
I haven't seen any of this. What did you do yesterday, Doran? You handled the meat.
Yes, I smoked a brisket. It's one of the toughest meats to smoke, and it takes a lot of time, a lot of rendering of the fat, trimming the fat. And I brought it in for you guys to try. This is the third thing I brought in. I brought in turkey, smoked turkey, brought in some quail for Crowley. And Chris, you were out, actually, I think both times. So it took about 7 hours on the smoker, and it turned out pretty good.
Jeez, I don't have the patience. So the smoker, where do you put it? Out in the driveway, in the garage, in the back? How does this work?
On my porch.
Okay. Do you store it somewhere when you're not using it, like down in the basement or whatever? It just stays out there?
It's heavy. It's, I would say, 100 some pounds.
Because those things, my neighbor has one, my buddy Brooks down the street. It looks like a gun safe.
Mm-hmm.
Like those things are big.
Those are the electric ones.
Oh, okay. What is yours?
Mine's a green egg. It's kind of just, you know.
No, I know what those look like.
You let the wind hit it. So, like, the electric ones, you could set the timer on. It's kind of like an oven. With the green egg, you have a dial up top, and you can open the vents up. And the more you open the vents, the hotter it gets. The more you close the vents, the colder it gets. And you set the time and the temperature with how the vent process goes.
So you said 7 hours?
About 7 hours, yes.
Yeah, you probably could have gone 6.5.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm kidding.
But No, you can't.
So you're saying it's dry?
No, I'm making fun of you because people on Twitter, it was like 95% of the people, man, that looks delicious. And then, of course, you got freaking the wonderful chefs online. Oh, Doran, you too long. You left it on there.
That's exactly why Twitter sucks. Yeah. Twitter sucks for a lot of reasons. This is the main one, though. And I don't care who calls me names or who says this. Twitter sucks for this. You could say, hey, I made this meat. Look, this is really good. And 95% of the people will say, oh, yeah, that's great. You made meat. You get the 5% that'll say, you didn't do this, you didn't do this. Or, I bought this rub. It's great. I like it. You shouldn't have bought that rub. You should have bought this rub. Just like this. You'll say, hey, I heard this song. I really like it. Okay, that's great. Then you get the 5%. That guy stinks. You should listen to this guy instead. Right. I didn't ask you.
It's all the time.
I know it's social media, but that's the part of it that stinks.
It's not like I was like, I'm making a brisket. Here's a picture of brisket and it being fish like Chris Muller. Like, you know, him doing his gumbo. Like, oh, this is gumbo and it looks like, you know, whatever it is. Like, it was actually brisket. You had to be there to taste it to tell if it's dry. You can't tell if it's dry from a picture. Well, you may, in your narrative, can think it's dry from a picture, but you have to be there to taste it. You taste it and you say it is dry.
No, I thought it was good.
You said it was 6.5 hours.
I like a little
messing.
I like a little horseradish on my brisket.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit of horseradish on there, liven it up.
Are you going to try a piece?
Yes, I am going to try a piece. But is it room temperature?
Now it's in the fridge.
Yeah, you want to, because they don't want to put it in the microwave.
Skillet, barbecue sauce.
Yes, drizzle a little barbecue sauce with a little bit of oil in the skillet. And then heat it up with the barbecue sauce and the oil in the skillet.
Like tangy barbecue sauce or like hot barbecue sauce? What kind of barbecue sauce?
I like a little bit of both.
I like the Carolina barbecue.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That's my stuff.
Mm-hmm. A little bite to it.
Yeah, that's what you like?
That's what that means, bite.
Okay, all right. What else you got in that smoker? Anything?
I've smoked, honestly, everything. I've smoked alligator. I've smoked quail. I've smoked hog. I've smoked trout. I've smoked
turkey. Can you make beef jerky in there?
Beef jerky.
That's like a 15-hour thing, though, right?
Yeah,
isn't
that's
that
all
a
day.
Long time?
That's all day. But you can go do things. If you set it right, like you said, you don't have the time to do it, and you don't have the patience to do it.
None.
But, like, you can go. Like, I went to my kid's baseball practice. You just leave it right there, and it just cooks itself.
Yeah, then you come home, and there's fire trucks on the street. That's the part I get nervous about.
Yeah.
You know, you leave it unattended, and then
all of
a sudden they're asking you, you know, where the nearest fire hydrant is.
That is true.
That's no good.
It's a risk I'm willing to take.
It seems like it. All right, Josh Rountree, he tweeted something that gets the people talking. Is there just one simple fix? We get into that, back into the Steelers as well. Fan weather right now, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverados, Colorados, back in stock with a great selection. Stop in online to sunchevy.com. A little bleak and dreary out there. Rainy, high in the 50s.
That's the weather.
Sure is. FanDuel there for you all the time. It's really heating up with FanDuel right now. And it's about to be a new season. Grand slams, no hitters, double plays. They're back. No.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Spend over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.